me see more. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me see more. Feed me all night long. 'Cause if you feed me see more, I can grow up big and strong.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 15. Wow.
Yeah.
15. It is here.
What does that mean?
It means we've been doing this for more than 15 weeks. 15 weeks.
Whoa. 1-5, yes.
Whoa. So
that's half.
Are you happy?
Let's retire.
I'm Adam.
That's a part of a year.
Quit while we're ahead?
Yeah.
Well, we are here. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
What's up, sup?
Adam Conway. And Andrew Conway.
That is correct.
Who literally just got off a plane.
No, well, literally, he just got off a chiropractor's
bench.
Yes.
Getting some poppity pop pop.
But
pop,
before pop, then, it was a plane.
You were flying this morning, that is true.
I
you have
was.
Jet lag? Are you okay? You
kind of a little bit. I'm a little out of it.
Jet lag.
I got to apologize.
Is it the same time zone coach. You were coming from? You look nice, Gadi. You have a suit on.
I don't have a full suit. Sort of. I was at an interview.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Scuba suit.
You look so nice.
It's not a scuba suit.
You got a really nice clip-on tie.
How the hell is this clip-on, sir?
With little duckies on.
You guys can't see, but it's
these
clearly
are not
clip-on.
No. No and no. No,
only,
no ducks.
Only the best quality for Gadi.
Yes.
Well, this is our 15th podcast, and we're going to do our top three movies and or scenes that involve food, since Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple days, as well as Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts tomorrow.
Thanksgivnica.
Yes. So, since we're all big fans of Thanksgiving, we like to eat food, we figured that we'll do movies and scenes that involve food. Some of the best scenes or movies that have a good dinner scene or lunch scene or breakfast scene. So I'm going to pass it over to Gadi.
Oh.
Uh-oh. No kosher films, sadly. No kosher films. So,
no challah bread or something more challah.
I really did want to put in like a Jewish-themed like great dinner scene film, but I was like, that'll be too much.
Latkes?
Latkes, yes.
Matzah.
But I went a little different avenue. I only have one film
related,
that's food related.
Oh,
but all the other films pretty much just have references to food or important scenes where food
okay.
is an important part.
So there's
of
something
them.
About food in there still.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I have a couple honorable mentions. I've
so
got two.
Criteria.
Lady and the Tramp.
I did want to put Lady and Tramp there, but I didn't. I thought animated. Just because the only
scene
is the spaghetti scene. Otherwise, there is no food unless you consider eating
bones,
but that's not
did they,
real.
Did they do that in something else? Like Naked Gun? Was Naked Gun they did? Oh, Hot
yeah,
Shots.
Hot Shots. It's the first Hot Shots.
Oh yeah,
they
did
cooked
on
it.
Their chest and everything.
So awkward. Great movie though.
Honorable mention.
So honorable mentions. This kind of is timely because Steve Coogan has a film coming out, Philomena, and him and Rob Brydon did a film a few years ago called The Trip. Which is them two traveling
amazing.
Through England eating at restaurants, and it is easily one of the funniest films I've seen. It gets no love, no respect.
She's having 16 years out.
One of the best Michael Caine impressions.
Easily, and it's throughout. Rob Brydon, them going back and forth.
Steve Coogan had a good impression.
God, it's
really
so
great.
Brilliant. More people need to see
it. It was those two that, yeah, the Michael Caine
impression. The Michael Caine
impression.
That
was
the whole
amazing.
Theme is they're reviewing restaurants, but they don't do any of that, and it's brilliant. And some of the food's kind of interesting, like they go to a seafood place,
and
they
that's
do the microgrill.
That was on my list, but good job.
I didn't need to steal it from you. Look,
Caine's no longer on
the
list.
That's a great movie. That scene with Michael Caine impressions are amazing. They do amazing Michael Caine impressions.
Rob Brydon is flawless
so
with his
good.
Caine. Oh, it's so Caine. Incredible. So that's one of my honorable ones. The other one, I wanted to disqualify because there's not a lot of food in it, but Sideways.
That's yeah, wine, yeah.
Wine.
It's food.
It's grapes, so it counts as a food, but it's drinking. It's not. There's not a lot of food sequences.
Yeah,
we'll allow it.
So that's why it's honorable mention. So number three, this is the only film that revolves around cooking, chefs, legit food-related film. It's Ang Lee's most underrated film. It's probably his most personal, even though it has nothing to do with this film. It's not Hulk. I saw it because of the Oscars. It got nominated for foreign Oscar, and then they replayed it, I believe, at the Angelica. So I saw it then. It was, this must have been like late 90s. Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. Which Eat, Pray, Love was a book, but Eat, Drink, Man, Woman is a family with a master chef who has three daughters.
Sounds made up.
And it's all it's all about them having Sunday night dinners and him either really disapproving and being angry or really enjoying it. And it's this really poignant look at, from the eyes of an amazing chef dealing with his family through their ability to cook him food, because he's slowly losing his taste buds and losing his ability to become to remain as a chef. Powerful film. Awesome. Ooh. The rest of y'all suck it. And now my films get a little bit weird, and they're not film food related at all. Number two is going to probably shock y'all, but there's so many food references in The Matrix. It is fascinating. First of all, there's the whole concept of him eating a pill. Yeah. The reason why is because it's not only is it a release of his mental capacities, him taking the red pill, it's like a placebo effect. He thinks he's taking something, so therefore he starts to imagine the world's different. But it's also a beacon later on when he gets off that ooze. That's how they find his ass. Even though he never ate that in the ooze, he mentally created it, so they have the beacon inside of him. It's surreal how they did that. But the food, there's a great line in it when he's woken up and he's
everything tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken. How did they come up with that? And that little weasel kid is explaining, like, maybe everything is different. Like, asparagus doesn't taste like asparagus. Maybe melon tastes different to you than it does to me. How did the machines know that?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the pivotal scene. One of the best scenes of the movie is Joey Pants with the agents eating steak. And he's like, I know this isn't
ignorance
real.
Ignorance is bliss.
That is the whole concept of The Matrix. And they put it into the easiest metaphor they could, which is food. Everyone knows food. If you started to believe that food wasn't real, then you could believe reality is not real. And that's the whole premise of The Matrix. Ignorance is bliss.
You know, every time I watch The Matrix and that scene where Joey Pantoliano eats
the
that amazing steak, I want something that rare in my mouth. Like, it looks so good.
It's so bloody. And you see it drip. It's
it looks
the best
so
shot
good.
Scene.
And then, like, the sound effect.
You're getting hungry. What are you talking about? I mean, we all want steak.
I never would have put Matrix down. That's actually pretty awesome.
The second Matrix is another, they've taken another step if you want to go the whole Wachowski siblings. With the cake, the orgasm cake. Great scene.
Yes, great scene.
Taking it to a whole nother level. Number one film, since we were just actually watching De Niro and Joe Pesci, is Goodfellas. And Goodfellas has so much food in it. The onion cutting scene alone is one of the most brilliantly shot.
Put too much onions in it.
And it's his the thin. It's all about the thin slice.
I thought you were going to mention the stoner comedy Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I wanted to, but there's not a lot of eating in that. They're just getting high. There's not a lot of. They finally get to. I mean, there's the milkshake guy. That's not real.
Yeah.
But Goodfellas has got the prison meal, but more importantly, it's got the meal at Pesci's mom's house, which is actually Scorsese's mom, and the knife that they use to kill, what's his face?
Well, not only they are constantly at dinner at that
Italian restaurant,
and that's where the famous long shot is, everybody's eating and
Coco Cabana.
Yep.
That's where they fall in love, is the Coco Cabana scene, because he's so flashy that he can get a table put up right up front.
Yep.
Yeah, so the Goodfellas, I think, Scorsese, all the great directors kind of have. Tarantino does a lot. Every Tarantino film has food. Scorsese is very similar. Everything revolves around homely food.
Cool. I like it. You're doing well.
Homely food.
I like
homely food.
Andrew?
It's all about homely food.
Andrew, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
No,
all right.
He's not ready.
Involving food.
Involving food. The Trip was an honorable mention of mine. Great movie. I'm glad you
quality
said it first. Of course. Of course, you'd do that. Let's see. Another honorable mention we mentioned a little earlier was the Hot Shots. I still think that's one of the funniest scenes where they sort of take the whole like eating sensually and turn it into
actually
cooking
and steak
on someone's chest.
Yeah,
it was
they're so
really,
steamy. It's amazing.
It was pretty funny.
I remember seeing that. I was like, that could happen.
No, it could. That was one of my honorable mentions. Really funny, taking that whole like, thing that you've seen in so many different movies and kind of making fun of it. It was great.
Did the meatballs plop down too? Am I forgetting? Is that part of it?
There was, yeah.
Yeah. When the meatballs plop down is my favorite bit.
It's good stuff. Oh, yeah, out of her belly.
Yeah. she, yes. She definitely uses it.
Great choice.
But let's see. Then my top three. One's a little movie. It's a little older. I don't know if a lot of people have seen it, but it's got two of my favorite comedians in it, John Candy and Dan Aykroyd. It's
The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors.
Oh, Lit. God, when he's got to eat the big...
He's got to eat
steak. That scene, 96 ounce
steak.
No,
disgusting.
Not pounds. It's ounce.
Ounces. 96 ounce steak.
Ounces would be a lot harder.
Yeah, it'd be a little harder. Yeah, you're right.
96 ounces is a lot of steak.
And like 7 pounds? He finished the steak, and the guy's like, oh, there's still a bunch of
fat bristle.
Oh. And it was just like, oh, it's a great scene.
It's so amazing. Because he starts out, it's just like, we're all like, we could do this.
Just the way he acted.
But there's also the lips and assholes thing.
Yeah.
The hot dogs. Yeah.
There's definitely.
The bald headed.
What a great choice.
Great, greatness. And then the next one is a scene in a movie by one of our director favorites, John Hughes, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, where
they're
all
eating. They're all
lunch.
Like pull out their lunches.
And it's so stereotypical.
And it's sort of
yeah.
Each person. And then you get to Ally Sheedy. And she has two pieces of bread and pixie sticks. And he's dumping all these pixie sticks into a piece of bread. And everyone just is like,
what? Well, she had like, it was like one of the, what was the, like the ham with like
was
the
it,
olives
yeah,
and
ham,
stuff.
Yeah,
she threw it up.
Pimento loaf. She's
yeah,
like,
and.
It was just so funny because like each of them had their own little things.
Yeah,
like
Brian had the soup and everything.
What's your face had sushi. Right?
Yeah, Miley Ringwald
represented
and
them.
Emilio had like six sandwiches, a giant bag of chips,
like a full
a
bag
bunch of
full
bananas, and like yeah, it was just great.
Oh.
It was a great little scene showing off who their characters through the food. And I thought that was pretty.
But
funny.
It was. It's like I go back to that. I was like, yes, that's true to life.
Oh, totally.
Just my thermos of soup. My Super Mario Brothers.
It was definitely
lunchbox.
Greatness. And then
Alf Lunchbox.
And then my top one is definitely one everyone remembers for sure. And it's from actually a Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. We're all sitting down, can't wait
to eat the turkey.
Eat their turkey and.
It's a dry turkey.
Dry turkey. This is the best scene ever. All of them trying to eat it, like drinking water.
Yeah, I remember Beverly D'Angelo had her fork, and before she got to her mouth, she'd flick it away and act like she was eating it.
That, yeah. And then, of course, the Jell-O with the cat food in it.
The Jell-O with the cat food on it. It was great.
Some great.
She wrapped the Jell-O mold too. Yeah. It's a present.
But it's definitely a great food scene.
You see, you wrapped the cat again.
Those are good.
Sort of wrapped it all up. Yeah.
Very comedic themes. I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff.
Food and comedy go together.
Very well.
So,
all right, Adam.
Delivered.
Food, movies, and scenes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready to eat?
I have a couple honorable mentions.
Are you here?
I'm here. First honorable mention is the. A movie that most people probably don't like is Hook.
Hook on mine.
I put Hook down on mine.
Imagine
it too.
Food, and yeah, they have a food fight.
I had Hook on mine.
Bananarama, right?
Yeah.
It was, they dreamed it, and they had an epic food fight.
It was
and,
so cool.
And another movie with a food fight that's great is Animal House.
I have that on mine too.
You want
to
see my
entire
visit? Cafe
too. It's amazing because it's like it was back. I guess when we all had meal plans at our dorms or something like that, you could really get anything. And it was so great to see Belushi just go and just eat stuff and put it back and just do that. It's like, yes. It's so
and
good.
And the song they have playing as he's
It's
great. I wonder how much of that was like improvised too.
Oh, it had to be.
It had to
it was all improvised.
It had to have been.
Because like you even see like at the table when he's doing like the zip thing, like Kevin Bacon's trying so hard not to start like laughing because I'm sure they had no idea that was going to happen. It's a great scene.
Those are great honorable mentions. Yeah. I can't wait till the.
And then my number three choice is
failure.
The scene from Five Easy Pieces where Jet Nicholson is trying to get some toast.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Underrated.
Yeah, such a great scene.
Yeah.
And they won't give him toast, so he goes and asks for a chicken salad sandwich. Hold the chicken salad between your knees and give you the bread. It is such a great scene. It's, you know, typical Jet Nicholson.
It kind of reminds me of that road trip where he's, my French toast is...
Oh, that's gross. Then my number two movie, the whole movie is about food, is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Mr. Gene Wilder.
Oh, genius.
Yes. I love, you know...
The Chocolate River is the greatest thing ever.
Augustus.
We should have that everywhere.
It really is just such an amazing... That whole room is... So
yeah, they good. Actually said, though, that it was actually a real chocolate lake they made.
Yeah.
It was kind of gross, though. But
and then the schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Actually spoiled about 2 weeks in.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to do some scenes on the boat and stuff like that. And I said it was the grossest
scene
ever. The smell of the rotted milk and chocolate.
Awesome.
Just making everyone sick to begin with. So, yeah.
So much different Canyon food in that. The Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Yeah.
The soda that makes them
the gum,
burp.
The gum that, yeah. That scene is hilarious. Yeah. Fizzy bubbles.
Fizzy bubbles.
Grandpa.
Double bubble burpicola.
Burpicola.
But even like the beginning of like the credit sequence of them making the chocolate and the wafers is so good to watch. And even in the candy store, just all the kids get
the candy store is real cool. There's a lot of weird shit in that candy store.
Good stuff.
It's pretty inventive.
Definitely.
All right, so what's number one?
Number one, obviously, Ratatouille.
Obviously. That's a great movie.
Obviously.
That's one of... I think that's one of Pixar's best movies.
I would have gone with WALL-E for a food film. But,
I don't really like the food that the food critic loved the most. What was it?
Ratatouille?
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
He ate one bite and he flashed back to his childhood. No, that's a great movie.
Because Ratatouille is like just like zucchini and squash and other like root vegetables and like a sauce.
Is it something you eat?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Obviously not.
I refuse to eat ratatouille.
It should have been a cheese dish, is what I think.
It's a cheese dish.
Because he's a rat, dude.
Cheese makes everything better.
Hey.
But yeah, those are my top three, Brian.
Oh man, I have a bunch written down.
Besides all the ones we said of yours. How many
You only said two of mine, which is kind of crazy. Actually, three, because he just mentioned Wonka.
I got to get this guy some
and Ratatouille. I guess we have four. But I have quite a bit. Does it go off mention that Good Burger is an amazing food?
Definitely.
Movie? Come on now. It movie's genius. In
is
its
that
own
Kenan,
way.
Kenan Thompson.
Kenan Thompson.
SNL great.
Still playing the same kid.
Best Bill Cosby ever?
But no, that's just a joke one, even though it all takes place in the burger joint. But
Good Burger's not bad at all.
I'll start out with a couple of ones that like are just scenes.
Right?
Are you going to mention Jackrabbit Slims?
I am not. Mm-hmm. I'll first mention, all these are honorable mentions, is Stand By Me, the pie contest.
Oh, throw up. Oh,
pie
so,
contest. Two
so
of mine have puke scenes in it, but Stand By Me is one of them. That's the the pie eating.
Are you thinking of Goonies? The other one?
No. The other one is the other puke one is Monty Python's Meaning of Life, where the
guy
comes in and
he
just immediately starts puking, and then after that he orders one of everything, and then he just keeps puking, and then when they offer him the after dinner mint is when he explodes violently.
That's great.
Everywhere.
It's definitely an
but it's all it's like a good scene. If you haven't seen that, go on YouTube and check out.
And that's not
the
best thing of Meaning of Life.
No, it's not. It's just
that
a great food
outrageous.
Scene.
The Irish Catholic scene is what you're referring to?
Another really funny scene to me is
so dark.
I guess, the food is not a huge factor in it, but it's just a great dinner scene is The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy.
It's the best scene in the movie.
Yeah, it is. And like them all eating the horrible food and then talking about losing weight.
Imagine how long
it
took him
good.
To film that because he was doing every single character.
Yeah, they had to keep going back and forth. So that's on my list. So I guess we'll go to number three, which is Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. The
monkey brains,
the snake surprise, the eyeball soup.
Our ball soup.
That scene is so iconic and just like, all oh man. Like chicken. Remember when we
or
all,
does it according
when
to
we
the
all first saw that? Did we all just like, holy god, this is gross but awesome?
I wanted to try the eyeball soup. The eyeball. Did she scream at the eyeball?
She fainted. As
the, yeah.
Oh no, she didn't.
She screamed at the eyeball, but she fainted at the monkey brains.
Yes. Because
and then
short
she got married
round,
to Steven Spielberg.
That's
end
true.
Of, end of scene.
And took millions of dollars.
No, that was Karen, not. She's still married to.
I have.
Why you hate on Spielberg?
I have two movies tied for number two. One is called The Stuff, which is a horror movie.
Of course.
Which is about ice cream that literally turns you into pretty much zombies.
Awesome. And.
The other one is called The Last Supper, which is from 1995 and starred Cameron Diaz and
which was the
Hellboy, Ron Perlman, and Bill Paxton, where basically it was a group of liberals who invited these people who were hardcore Republican conservatives over, and they had dinner with them, and then they killed them by serving them poisonous wine because of their views.
Wasn't there a movie like Stuff that where it was like wine that made you like melt? The inside.
It I don't just, remember that.
What was the movie that was made by recent about comedies that had to deal with wine, poisonous wine?
I remember.
It's a disaster.
I don't know.
What about Bad Milk? Troll 2.
Good deal.
Boom.
And then my number one movie is a movie called Big Night.
Stanley Tucci.
Yes, if you haven't seen this movie, I highly, highly recommend it. I mean, it's about two brothers who own an Italian restaurant that's like on its last leg, and they bank all their, you know, good luck in the future of their business on this one big night they have planned for a big crowd, and it's all about them preparing for it, and it is so good. It is so good.
It's about making the best seafood risotto that's ever been made.
Yeah, highly recommend. Yes,
Stanley amazing Tucci. In yeah. that movie. It's so great. You know, I'll give you a little love for that one. Anthony Bourdain, that's his favorite food film.
Really? I love The Big Night. It is so good. Highly recommend it. It is amazing. The other one I had on my list, I haven't given it a thing. Maybe it would be like number four or five, is Soylent Green, just because it's all about eating, but it's about eating us.
Well, the name of that movie that's like The Stuff is called Street Trash.
Okay, I haven't heard of that.
It's cheap wine that melts you from the inside out.
Are you looking at any cool news?
Possibly.
Nicely done.
Maybe. Well, it's true. What are you talking about?
Harry Knowles recommended it.
Another good kind of
or
like weird too much eating food sequence.
Seven.
Gluttony.
What about Slither?
Oh, it's Slither. I love Seven because he's still alive. No, the drug guy is still alive. Gluttony, he just has his hands.
Yeah.
No, Sloth is alive.
Sloth.
Well, technically, he's in a coma.
Sloth is the guy who's with all the air fresheners in his house.
Wasn't the drug guy still alive, too? That wasn't Sloth, was it?
That's the drug pedophilia guy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was the freakiest shit ever. Anyway.
So that is our top three movies and scenes involving food. I know we left some out. Please let us know what the best movie scenes involving food are. And until next week, have a good and happy Thanksgiving and happy Hanukkah.